What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have James River Humane Society board member Jay Nitschke once again. And Jay, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we're so glad that you're joining us today. New year, but the same great shelter doing some great things in our community and for the area, continuing to provide a home, shelter pets and animals, foster home, find them a forever home. And today, Jay, right out of the gate, three cats and three dogs you'd like to highlight today.
Yeah, we've got some cats and dogs we'd like to highlight, and we've got some just good things have been happening. I mean, even though we're not open all the time and we're doing things online more, you know, make an appointment and come in, we've been having a steady finding pets that are forever home. Mm-hmm. And so that is really exciting to us. And we're so glad that even with this COVID situation that we can be making that happen, you know?
Absolutely.
And so the three dogs I'd like to feature today, the first one is a dog named Maverick, and Maverick is a shepherd husky mix. Maverick needs a fence because he kind of likes to run a little bit, and he really can't live on a farm because he's not real good with farm animals, but he's a lovely dog. And then we have Lottie. Lottie is a lab pit mix. She's young, she's sweet, she's a little bit shy about new things, but when you introduce her to things, she catches on right away. And then we've got Aspen, and Aspen is not quite ready to go yet because he's a Australian Shepherd, and he's a really interesting story. He came to a farm with a hunting dog that was running loose. They found the owner of the hunting dog, but they said that this dog was not their dog. They didn't know where it came from. No owners were found, and so they brought him to the shelter. Aspen is afraid of human touch. So he's an Australian Shepherd. We're kind of afraid that he was probably hurt by somebody, you know, is why he's scared of humans. He's coming around. We can go in and we can sit by him now and talk to him, and he doesn't freak out. Aspen gets along really well with the other dogs, so it's just going to take us a little more time to get him ready. But once he's ready, he's just a beautiful, beautiful dog, and he really is going to need a good home to go to.
And I think that's something important, Jay, too, to remember when it comes to giving these dogs and these pets a forever home. It's going to be and take some time and responsibility. It's not a simple, oh, this is my new dog, this is how it works. You guys encourage them to sit down and talk with you, and you'll help them out when it comes to finding a pet for their home.
Oh, we certainly will. And, you know, it's like anything else. It takes a special person to say, okay, I want to take Aspen, and I'm going to work with him, and I'm just going to be excited and let Aspen learn to love me.
Yeah.
And get used to me. And you know, that can be very rewarding. I mean, that can be a rewarding experience for everyone concerned. Those people out there that are willing to do that, that are willing to say, hey, I can do that.
Absolutely. Jay Nitschke again, James River Humane Society board member, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Now, Jay, we can jump over to our feline friends. You have some cats you want to highlight today, too.
I certainly do. The first one I want to talk about is Xander. Xander is a very sweet boy. He's a very, very handsome cat. He's a gray tabby. He's about a year old. He came to us with an injured front leg, and although we have had it attended to, he will always walk with a slight limp. But he can do anything any of the other cats can do with that limp. He does fine with male and female cats and dogs. He's very, very sociable, very, very lovable. And then we have Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee is a 10 to 11 month old male orange tabby cat who would do well in any home. He does well with kids, cats, adults. He just loves people. He likes nothing better than to be cuddled up and be given loving. Then we have Winnie and Gigi. Winnie and Gigi are female sisters. One's an orange tabby and the other is a tabby calico. If you're going to use the word gorgeous with a cat, you would use it with these two. They're a bit on the shy side, but they will do well in any home with a little time and a little patience. It would be great if they could go together, It's not a deal breaker. I mean, we would separate them, but it would be really nice if they could go together because they've been together for a long time and they just want to be loved.
Absolutely. So cats and dogs, just a couple that we've highlighted today, Jay, but you guys are always welcoming anybody to check out all the cats and dogs that are available for adoption through the Humane Society.
Oh, most definitely. And you can go to our website and you can find them there. And speaking of going to our website, now's a good time to head to our website because in the month of March, we're going to be making Coogans.
You've got my attention, Jay.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We're going to be making peach, blueberry, and prune. And they're going to sell for $10. And you need to place your order now. And then when we get them made, we'll call you and let you know. And then you can pick them up. And I'm telling you what, we make good Coogans. Because the people that are helping us have made Coogans for years. And so these are going to be delicious. And you can get something fun. You know, and remember, Coogans do freeze well.
Right.
So they'll be ready in March. And so go to our website. There's a place there where you can click on and you can order Coogans from the website. And you be sure and get that done because I'm going to check to be sure you've ordered there, buddy.
Well, hey, I'll place an order. You can bet on that. So, Jay, it's important to recognize this, too, because fundraisers is one of the many ways you guys collect funds, being a nonprofit no-kill shelter. That makes this fundraiser one of the first in very many months that it's been that much more important for you guys come March.
Most definitely. And our website is www.JamesRiverHumaneSociety. And that's lowercase, all one word, JamesRiverHumaneSociety.org. So I'll repeat that again, www.JamesRiverHumaneSociety.org. And if you need any other information, you can call us at 701-252-0747. And we're always looking for new volunteers to come out and help us at the shelter. So you can call there and we can get you set up for training if you'd like to volunteer. And volunteering does not have to be you got to do it a whole week at a time or whatever.
Right.
It can be you come in once a month, 3 days a week, you know, or 2 days a week or whenever you can. But we're glad to work with you and get you trained. And it's a fun thing. And we don't mind if you come in and just play with the cats, visit the dogs, because
right.
That helps us to get them better prepared to go out into the world.
Exactly. Multitude of different ways to help out the Humane Society, whether it's being a volunteer, making a monetary donation or a donation of needed supplies, participating in their different fundraisers like the Coogan fundraiser coming up here. Again, JamesRiverHumaneSociety.org, the website for that. Jay, anything else you want to mention for this month?
Just thank you to those people who are coming out and who are working and taking care of the animals during this COVID season. And thank you to the organizations that have done some fundraisers for us. We truly appreciate that. And thank you to people that have sent in memberships and donations and whatever, because that does keep us going.
Excellent. Very good. Jay, we appreciate the monthly update, and we'll talk to you again in February.
Okay, and you keep this nice weather coming.